This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 5 Epiphany Tuesday, a variable. To be used only if there is a 6 Epiphany Sunday, otherwise skip to 8 Epiphany. First posted February 8, 2011, Deuteronomy 30:15-20. Our choice, paraphrase, God has set before us a choice of either life and good, or death and evil. God will bless with life and prosperity in the land He promised to give us, if we obey God's word, His commandments, in the Bible, and in the word and example of Jesus Christ, the living word, fulfilled, embodied, and exemplified in Jesus Christ, John 1:1-5:14. Those who refuse to hear and obey God's word, and are drawn to worship and serve idols, some modern examples are success, wealth, possessions, pleasure, or self, anything we love as much as or more than God, will perish eternally, instead of living forever in the promised land of heaven, which God has promised to give us, over the Jordan River, the river of physical death. Heaven and earth bear witness, God's prophets, those who declare God's word fully and accurately, have made our choice of life or death, blessing or curse, known to us. So let us choose life for ourselves, and our choice will influence our descendants' lives, that we may live in obedience and adhere closely to the Lord, because that will mean true and long, eternal life for us in the land God has promised to our spiritual forefathers. Commentary: the history of God's dealings with Israel were intended to be metaphors for a life in this world. The history of Israel's exodus from Egypt is an illustration. Jesus is the new Moses, who leads his people out of bondage to sin and death under Pharaoh, Satan, and the Egypt of this present world order, separating us from our spiritual enemies through the sea of baptism into Jesus Christ, through the wilderness of this lifetime, by the pillar of fire and cloud, the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, through the river of physical death, and into the eternal promised land of God's kingdom in heaven. God has always intended to produce a kingdom of His people who willingly choose to obey God. This lifetime is our opportunity to choose whether to trust and obey God, and the opportunity to learn from trial and error that God's way is our best interest. This creation has been designed to allow for the possibility for sin, so that we would have free choice. But God will not tolerate rebellion forever, or at all in His eternal kingdom, so this creation and we ourselves have been limited by time. God has made His word known to us in the Bible, and in the living word, Jesus Christ, the fulfillment, embodiment and example of God's word lived in human flesh, in this world. We have been given a choice, whether to live according to God's word, and be born again, John 3:3-5-8, in this lifetime by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a personally discernible, ongoing, daily experience, Acts 19:2. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16, or to live according to our own will, and receive eternal condemnation and death in hell with all evil, separated eternally from the Lord, who is the source of life and every good thing. Faith, obedient trust in Jesus is the only way to be saved from eternal damnation, the only way to know divine eternal truth, which is unlike what the world falsely considers truth, 1 Corinthians 1:18-25-1:8, and the only way to obtain true eternal life, John 14:6-4:12. This lifetime is our only opportunity to learn to trust and obey Jesus and to be spiritually reborn to eternal life. At the moment of our physical death, or at the advent of some mental impairment such as stroke or dementia, our eternal destinies will be fixed and unalterable. Jesus is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew name Joshua. Jesus is the new Joshua, who can lead us through the river of physical death and into the eternal promised land without getting our feet wet. Joshua 3:7-8, 13-17, without being affected by physical death. People who try to pass over without Jesus won't make it, any more than the Egyptian army was able to pass through the Red Sea on dry ground. Exodus 14:36-41, 15-19. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.